suck. It really, really suck. The man still suck. The man really suck. Cutler has a vagina. He had diabetes.
Gutsy there, full house, and there goes Jordy Nelson. Nelson will score. No flags are down. Count it. 84 yards.
Welcome to the Green and Gold Show from South Slope Studios in Brooklyn, New York. It's a Packer podcast for all Packer fans by some displaced Packer fans. My name is Matt Gifford.
Yo, yo.
This is Chris Welty.
Hey, hey.
Mickey Dwyer.
Hey.
That's you.
Hey.
And then Matt Leathers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, there was a game yesterday.
We won. We did it. We won a game. High fives.
That's very nice.
We don't have to high five.
No,
we,
I all right. I care.
Against the very arrogant Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
What?
They were quite the showboat. Sons of bitches at the first quarter there.
Can I say this about the game? And I know we use some colorful language here on the Green and Gold Show. I don't mean to offend anybody, and I usually don't use language like this, but the game on Sunday was a real flat soda of a victory. And, you know, like I said, we can edit this out later if I offend anybody.
Yeah.
I usually don't use such heated language, but it was a flat soda.
You need to take a breath, because you...
But it's a W.
Are you shaking?
It's a George W.
Yeah.
Here we are, 2-0.
2-0.
It almost feels like the last two games have been like, I feel we played great the first game against a very good team, and then this week too, like, they may be Carolina's the best 0-2 team in football right now, but. I feel like we pulled it out when we needed to. Like, you know, we just got by, obviously.
Yeah.
But
it's a problem when your quarterback doesn't take the field for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a big issue. I was personally kind of pissed at Randall Cobb for running like he's a trophy, you know?
Using
both his hands and covering the ball when he's going into a mass of bodies. That's pretty much into his own guys. So there's really no excuse for it. It was kind of upsetting. And Aaron Rodgers didn't take the field for the first 25 minutes. So that's tough.
They definitely killed us in time of possession. And really, I mean, if it wasn't for the four turnovers that they had, then we would have gotten our ass beat.
Right.
Like it. But thank you, Cam Newton, for not having enough professional experience and throwing those.
Thanks for forcing that shit.
We appreciate that. I said last week, I don't think he's going to be very good. And I'm going to go ahead and say I still don't think he's going to be that good. I know you guys are all on board with him.
Well, what do you mean? For this season or in general?
Just in general. I don't think.
Really?
I really don't think he's going to be able to grow. I think he's gotten lucky. He reminds me of like a Vince Young or something.
Why?
What
are the exact reasons he reminds you of a certain player?
Vince Young would always do great in Vegas. He's just a lucky motherfucker.
They both like to run a lot.
Because they can, and
they're both athletic, and they're. I think he's gonna get like hit eventually, and I think it's gonna slow him down. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't really
hit much.
He's been getting I mean, he is fast.
It helps that he's a foot taller than all of the corners.
Yeah. Matthew's got his hands on him a couple times.
Matthew's gonna drag him down every time.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked stupid at least.
Roger got that sack. It was basically because he tripped. Tripped. I mean, given it was because he had a giant Raji charging at him, but
yeah,
I think he messed up his ankle a little bit there. Cam was limping after that play.
Well, he was definitely pouting by the fourth quarter, so that was cute.
Towel over the head.
Yeah. I don't know. What announcer was that? Is that Jim Mora?
Didn't like the towel.
He was very upset about the towel over the head. He said he wasn't being a... Call me old-fashioned, but he's not being a leader. I just thought he was trying to concentrate, personally.
I couldn't hear any of that.
Focus more. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of it.
We were... Me and Mick here were watching it here in the studio.
Right, here in the studio.
Two of us.
Right.
Well, he was watching it, and I was... tweeting people.
We got a couch and TV in the studio.
Yeah,
it's almost like a living room.
It's right next to the kitchen in the studio.
You want to send some donations? We can start a Kickstarter page. We can get a bigger television.
Yeah,
people want to do that for us.
But yeah, we actually we normally make it a point, as we plugged last week, to go to Angry Wade's in Carroll Gardens, I guess Cobble Hill, Brooklyn. But we were all even more displaced this week. I was in Chicago. Visiting family, and Chris had to work at a stupid deli job.
It's the worst day ever. Like, I was so miserable.
Well, you were going to be listening to it on the computer, right?
No, well, here's what I did. I work with this Russian girl I work with. My computer is a piece of shit, so I asked her, I'm like, hey, if you bring your computer tomorrow, I'll give you $20. And she's just like, no, I'll just bring in my computer, and you can use it anyways. I'm like, all right, cool. End of that deal. I'm not gonna
capitalism.
Yeah, I know.
She's Russian, so
She was definitely like, none of my friends let me use their computer ever.
Right. Well,
they just don't want me touching.
We don't like Cheez-It crumbs in our computer.
Yeah. Well,
she's like, I brought the Amiga 500.
But
latest technology.
You know how to work TI-82? Wow.
She brought in her graphing calculator. Mm-hmm. And so I watched it illegally streaming it.
Good for
technically, we did too.
Well, all right.
The only game playing here was the Jets.
No, you all should. Fuck paying for Sunday
watch
ticket.
The Jets That's demolish whoever that
dumb.
Was.
But so I'm watching, and it came in terribly. It was lagging really bad. The internet.
Only during the important plays, though.
Yeah,
that's how it always goes.
That
down.
Was very common.
Yeah,
in the red zone, it starts lagging.
Yeah,
It's weird. Like it knows somehow.
Why don't we have girlfriends, you guys?
But so I'm in the beginning of the game, and I'm like getting it, you know, trying to get the computer going and getting the site working. And they're losing like 13-0, and I am just like
screaming.
Miserable and fucking screaming. And like,
I thought about you.
Anytime, like, I felt bad because like anytime I couldn't give my full attention
to
the customers that I already hate.
Oh no!
But,
yeah, I was gonna say was your level of service.
I'm usually pretty good at faking it. Yeah. I mean, like it makes me feel terrible, but like. And I go back in the kitchen and flick them off and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, so I'm just like freaking out. They're losing 13-0. I'm like, this is fucked. I can't be. It's because I'm not watching the game in a bar is why they're losing. So, and I felt like it was my fault. Actually, it was my boss's fault for making me work. Sorry about that, guys. But like, so I'm freaking out. And the Russian girl says to me, she says, I can't work with you if you're going to be having these mood swings like this. Like,
wow, this is a Jewish Russian, huh?
Well, it's just my that's my impression I did for everyone.
For everyone,
yeah. It's just
do your impression of Cam Newton for us at the end of the game? How he would talk about the end of the game?
See, I just shouldn't have thrown all these interceptions, and we would have.
That sounds exactly what I mean.
It sounds just like Jackie Mason. Caddyshack 2 remake.
But they won. They won, and the whole reason I had to work this week, it was either get off this week, and then I would have to work next week for the Bears game, and I figured that was more important, and I was just thinking that Carolina was, we were going to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot closer.
Why is your place of employment open on the Lord's Day? What is wrong with the owner of this place?
I don't know. You know. Because they're all Jews, I guess.
Well, he used to have a
pressure of your own.
He used to have a job at Chick-fil-A.
I was just saying.
Yeah.
I would
love to work at Chick-fil-A. There's no Chick-fil-A.
Immaculate. They're...
Mm-hmm.
I had Chick-fil-A at the airport coming back from my trip, and I hadn't had it in years, and it was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Just a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Good.
I
had the waffle fries, though.
Before I moved from Philadelphia, that was my last meal on purpose.
Yeah. And now, you had salt spaghetti tonight, so that's...
No, I didn't have any salt.
Oh, there's no salt in
it
your
was,
spaghetti.
It was technically linguine. Mm-hmm. With,
you want to share your recipe with the listeners?
Oh, okay. If you guys want some real authentic Brooklyn linguine, you go to... you go to the corner deli, you get a bag of linguine and a tiny can of Hunt's tomato paste or sauce. If
you just got the sauce, right?
It's sauce, Hunt's tomato sauce.
Sauce, yeah.
No spices, just the sauce.
Nice and bland.
Yeah, and then you open that
upside down first.
Upside down so it drips on the counter.
And air it out.
Then you use toilet paper to wipe it up.
Because there's no towels or
no paper towels. Yeah.
This is a studio.
Yeah.
I mean, he's trying.
We don't have any paper towels in a studio.
It's a very limited kitchen here in the studio.
We're not even allowed to eat here.
We have a shower.
Yeah.
And then you you put that in the microwave, and you don't season it at all, and then you choke it down for 5 minutes.
Wow. Macy's is paying you pretty well.
Yeah. Nice to, no, I'm just...
I have a feeling you'd be eating that even if you made six figures, though, right?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. I'm the cheapest man alive.
Wow.
Like, I almost came home with the ramen cup of soup, but I figured I'd treat
too
myself.
Pricey. Yeah. Too pricey.
Too many steps.
Yeah. So yeah, we got Chicago coming up. I have to say, I was a little surprised while I was in Chicago, talking to a few people about the game, and these are obviously Bears fans, and they kept saying how much we're going to destroy them, which I didn't expect them to say, nor do I absolutely believe, but, I mean, I think we're going
to
win.
Well,
but
it's hard to gauge.
Oh, I think we're going
to. It's hard to gauge
them.
Who they are at this point.
They're
a playoff team, and they got crushed by a playoff team, so who knows what they
well,
are.
Well, I mean, again, Jay Cutler's a little sore from his vaginal rejuvenation surgery, so.
He's had plenty of time to recover.
Yeah, but he's been getting a lot of friction on that bike, on the exercise bike, so.
Well, I heard.
Yeah. There's the sink.
The sink's chiming in, as we know. The Sink is a Bears fan, like we said last week. So as soon as we start talking about Cutler,
that's why we pour terrible spaghetti recipes down at
one. Yeah, no, I ate all of it. It didn't get a taste.
Oh, I'm angry.
But no, I actually heard that's why he that's why the Bears played so badly against the Saints.
I didn't see any of that.
Cutler retore his surgery, or he tore something open that because he really should have rested his. Well,
I know he was bleeding out of it just because he bleeds once a month out of his
vagina.
That's just being human, though.
Right.
Don't hate.
I'm not judging him for
it's
it.
It's just being in sync with.
That's just because nobody got him pregnant.
In the oceans.
Right.
Yeah.
Lake Michigan. He's just in sync with the tides of Lake Michigan.
If somebody just get him
but
pregnant.
The tearing that comes from having somebody inside of you, though, that's different.
Yeah. That is strictly from some kind of insertion.
Yeah, some kind of Polish sausage deep inside.
That's good stuff. Speaking of injuries, though, we suffered
a segue.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm here for. Bring
Nick
it back
Collins
to the Packers.
Is out for the season. For Nick those Collins of you who don't know that already, with a neck injury, I think he's going to be okay, but he's not going to play for the rest of the season. Injured his neck, running into Jonathan Stewart from The Daily Show.
I don't like this Jonathan Stewart guy. Why do you got, you know, I blame him. Get him out of there. They should suspend him.
That was like the only time I saw him on the field the whole game, too.
Yeah, get him out. They need to suspend him. It was an illegal move.
Yeah.
What was his butt? Isn't that what happened?
That's the thing. I was
he
really
lowered
happy.
His butt. You're not supposed to lower your butt.
I was really happy. They're describing it in all the news outlets as like, connecting with his hamstring area or his hip. They're not saying his butt, but he did literally hit him in the butt with his head.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate.
It was a very Mario thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, obviously.
This is a tough loss. But there is rumors on the old internet that I've...
There are rumors.
There
are rumors.
Well, you
speak
know.
Like an adult. There are rumors on the internet. Go on.
There is rumors on the internet.
There be rumors on
there's
the internet.
There's on the old internet. That old.
I read on computers.
All right.
I read on Targa.
Let's talk about the fucking rumors. All right, you guys. Darren Sharper being re-signed with the Packers, I guess he is free. Did you? Is it? He is practicing with the Broncos right now. Did you look that up? Because we're a real good sports show here. We don't.
We check no facts.
No. Oh God.
We
no,
go
I would,
by yeah. only what the internet be saying.
Let well, me yeah, yeah. And I mean, we really just talk about shitty spaghetti ingredients. Yeah.
I also heard a rumor that Darren Sharper has got a new endorsement. It's the Sharper Image.
Right.
See what I did there?
I knew where you were going when you said endorsement. The sink didn't like it. The sink hated it.
No, that was a laugh.
No, the sink only talks when it hates something.
I just checked it out on OKCupid.com.
Or that's where
nothing. I couldn't find any info on where practicing at.
I'm pretty sure it's
Nice Vixen.
Did you check eBay?
No, hold on. This girl likes to travel.
Yeah, let's.
I got a message.
No, right. Let's not stop or anything either. Let's let Mickey look at his. Can I?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, she shaves the side of her head. I kind of.
This girl has
tattoos. That can go either way.
No. It's pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big around the old New York.
Shaved the side of the head, tattoos. Strangely common around.
Mickey's favorite.
You know somebody with tattoos?
Cool. They do not get along with their father very well.
But doesn't this game did kind of feel like a loss in a way though?
Yeah,
like,
it didn't feel good.
I mean, Cam Newton threw for 432 yards.
Very
something.
Easily like, could have had 6 interceptions.
There
were a few that got dropped.
Speaking of dropping stuff, I don't know who to blame it on specifically, but. Seemed like Greg Jennings and Aaron Rodgers were a little out of sync there for a minute.
Yeah, it could go either way.
I think Rodgers was taking a lot of the blame on it as far as just kind of being out of sync that day. He said he was having an off day.
Yeah.
But he did say...
He's a class act.
Yeah.
He was having some words with Jennings. And so I don't know if he was running the routes incorrectly or what, but he was off. Rodgers was off.
Yeah. Well, too, I don't know if you guys read last week on the old internet... I guess Jones was upset in the New Orleans game because he wasn't getting enough.
I don't remember hearing his name called at all.
Catch or balls thrown to him, and I didn't. He didn't even. Did he even play?
I don't remember hearing his name at all.
I really think I'm sick of the guy. I think they should have. They should hear. He's been kind of blabbing his mouth a little bit this year, and he dropped a lot of important passes in the playoffs last year. He does drop a lot.
He's kind of being a flat soda.
Okay, there it is. It's tough to come back, you know, when Mickey has
right. He runs when he gets so angry, he gets tense in the room, in the studio.
Sorry.
That happens.
Sorry, princesses.
No, but Aaron Rodgers.
He handled real talk.
Yeah, real talk with the M dog.
Aaron, I love it. We have it on tape. We know when his nickname started.
Yeah. M dog.
The M dog.
Kind of the M pug.
You can't make up your own nickname, Boxcar.
No,
you can't
do that.
Yeah, just
who's box?
Well, James Cronin of the Indicators, fantastic comedy group. Those of the listeners are AKA our friends that are listening to this that know him.
And it's just the Indicators that probably listen to this.
Yeah, and they know that he tried to name himself. He told people, "Hey guys, from now on, start calling me Boxcar," as a nickname.
Based on shape?
No, based on I think he wants that. That nomadic hobo attitude, sticking bindles and eating beans out of a can, and
the guy who wears designer jeans, he dresses pretty like spiffy, right? Doesn't he?
No, he dresses like he's an extra on that 70s show.
Okay,
he does kind of look like
All right. Anyway, back to the Packers stuff.
Oh yeah, I forgot. This is a I'm a little out of it.
Yeah, too, Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of being out of it, he was saying that that James Starks and Ryan Grant should be getting some more touches, which was
Starks had a good game.
Yeah. Starks had a great game.
Hopefully good.
I was
happy with
McCarthy
well.
Got Mickey's text because as soon as he said that, they started running the ball.
Yeah. What did I do? I yelled at the TV.
Threw your hat, and I got really jittery. Because he was being on flat soda, and I was super afraid.
You got
I learned it by watching him.
I don't use that term directed towards friends. Come on, no.
I can go to the next room.
I use faggot. on top of my friend.
No, he threw his hat, and I, for a split second, as a very fragile man, I almost blacked
out. I'm sorry, I blacked out. I forget how you
blacked like those cats. I blacked out.
Leather's is very jumpy. Those
fainting goats.
No, that's why he's, that's why his nickname is Impug, because he's jittery. He gets scared.
He is you are actually more, like, my mother is someone who is, like, she gets startled very easily, and you are worse
than
her.
My mom gets startled when I turn the light on.
And you're like that. You.
I am. It's happened later in life.
Like, I just go like this, and you just and to see it.
You're welcome, listeners.
See, that gets Leathers going. But we like about Starks getting more carries. That's a and so McCarthy obviously listened to you when you
felt the wrath.
He,
in my hat.
He was not listening to me when I wanted the JerMichael Finley catch in the end zone challenge,
right?
Because it was a catch. I don't know that they said
what's,
was a
drop. The challenge?
No, they didn't challenge.
They didn't challenge.
Don't understand what every
they never
single
challenged.
Touchdown or scoring play?
Yes, every touchdown.
So
now.
He can't. When did the challenge flags come in?
No,
but it wasn't ruled
challenge.
A touchdown.
Okay,
it was. Yeah, that's it the was thing.
A, yeah, so he.
So I don't know when you.
So he did challenge it.
I don't
no,
know if you can I don't know if you can ask them to challenge it better. I don't know if you can throw a flag down and be like, no, do a real review.
I've tried to read up on it, and I still have no idea.
No, but I guess it is every time, and it's very unnecessary. Because it's
every
like
every possible scoring play.
Yeah, I've heard, yeah. It's got to be reviewed.
Yeah. They reviewed it, and they still didn't give it to
they, me. No, I didn't think they reviewed
that's
another that
thing.
One.
It's like, what's that rule?
Well,
I was under the
I'm pretty sure it wasn't reviewed.
If you have possession, and it hits the ground, and it doesn't move, like, it bounced out, but it's like if he's not juggling it by the time he hits
he
the ground,
control of the ball.
That's control of the ball.
His feet came down, he went 1, 2, 3 with the feet, his knee came down before the ball ever came loose. I don't understand how.
I don't get it either.
It
I mean,
catch.
you can break the plane with the ball, holding with one hand, and it could come loose, and that's a touchdown.
Oh.
Immediate touchdown.
You can hit the pylon, and that's a touchdown.
Maybe if anybody's listening, and you have the answer to this question, we have
you
an
know,
email address.
Lawyers
at, Green and Gold Show. Green and Gold Show at gmail.com.
We have an email address?
We have an email address.
I have an email address, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
They
that's
are
good.
Units.
I have a new one. I have a Gmail account.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Those are free.
You can it's ChristopherWelty at gmail.com if you guys want to email me.
Mm-hmm.
You listen. I don't I just say hi.
Yeah.
Like we can become pals.
We take emails at thegreenandgoldshow@gmail.com. If you got any suggestions or want to just call us faggots, then send us an email.
That's for friends. We discussed this. That's
no, that's flats.
No.
The FS.
If anybody wants to
again, only our friends
me, I'm on.
Yeah.
Okay, Cupid.
What's your username?
Are you still? Oh, you're still looking at Okay Cupid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that girl there. That's got the cleavage going on.
It's just cleavage.
She's
her
doing
pro
that.
Her profile picture doesn't show her face.
She's doing
it shows
that.
Her
I want to just boot.
It's
Swanson approves.
Mm-hmm.
Just cleavage.
Is that a poached egg?
Poached egg.
Oh wow.
Good for her.
Good
for her.
But yeah, we got.
What's the podcast about?
Oh, I forget. I forget. This is a... It's a tough... It feels weird this week. Like I said, it feels like we lost. And I'm not happy with the... I'm happy that we won, but just...
You've given up over 800 yards in passing in the past two games. I'm not too worried about it. They're extremely talented secondary. We got a great pass defense. They're just... I don't know. Okay, just get their shit together.
Well, you know what I think it is, too?
It's early in the season.
And we only have one guy injured now. We need about 15 more to get injured.
Yeah, to get us fired up.
So we can get back to the Super Bowl, because that's, I think that's what it takes. We do, because that's how we did it. That's how we got it.
Yeah, there were a lot of receivers that were pretty wide open on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And,
guys,
a little.
And Shockey.
Guys
Shockey.
I had never heard of before. LaFell? Not a guy.
He's
spreading
it.
Got a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
LaFell
never
was.
Heard of any of these people besides Steve Smith and Shockey.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of a single one of them. And I, like...
Shockey tore it up.
Read in-depth fantasy, you know, profiles before the season. I haven't heard of any of these people.
I did pick up Cam Newton this week.
That's a good
I mean, not Cam... I'm sorry, I did not pick up Randall Cam Cobb. Newton. I picked up Randall Cobb. Yeah. That's what I meant to
say. He had
say.
Like one catch.
No, he
had a fumble and one catch.
He did not do too well. I didn't play him, but I just, it's one of those things, like, I just wanted him just so no one else could have him.
Right.
Because I was so excited about the first game.
I think he'll learn a lot from this game. Oh, yeah. As far as, I don't know the guy. Never met him.
Yeah.
You know?
He needs to quit listening to God.
Yeah. I said that when he fumbled. I was like, oh yeah, did God tell you to do that too? Is that what happened? I think obviously he's very young. Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week, but he seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders, and it seems like he'll probably learn from his mistakes this week, and hopefully he does, because he's not obviously very talented.
To run into a guy's back who outweighs you by 200 pounds.
Especially when you have one hand on the ball.
Like not young driver.
Yeah.
Officially got the record.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, what, he just had one catch for like 10 yards or something?
10-yard catch, but got him to 9,666 yards.
Wow.
Good job.
I will...
driver.
Still, somebody give that man a toothpaste contract.
Oh, God.
Still about a smile. Cam Newton's got a good smile, too, though.
What?
Yeah, but it's not driver's smile.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
You get tan in driver's smile. It's the light of an imploding sun.
Cam Newton. I'm getting everything. I keep calling Cobb. Yeah. Cobb, he hasn't been doing it long enough. Smiling game. He's, you know.
Well, Cam Newton was the one I was talking about, so you said it right
first. I'm fine.
Give me a what Cliff Bar.
I need another Cliff Bar. So I'm so cutting off on
him a Cliff Bar.
I went instead of getting pizza, which I normally eat every night for dinner. I decided to. I'm trying to be healthier now, and I got a Cliff Bar for dinner tonight. And
That reminds me, we actually have a new sponsor. We have Cliff Bar as a sponsor, and specifically their new pizza flavored Cliff Bars, which Chris Welty personally.
I wish there were a pepperoni Cliff Bar, but it was just all a bunch of pepperonis pressed together.
We should. But you couldn't call it a Cliff Bar though. I don't think
Cliff
Bar made it, but they. I don't think they put like weird shit in there.
Think those are necessarily all that healthy.
They're not healthy. There's a lot of calories and a lot of sugar.
It's supposed to be for people that do
that burn calories.
Yeah, you're not
supposed to
start
eat a Cliff Bar and sit on the couch.
Drink Budweiser.
No, that's not a thing.
We're nowhere near a cliff. We're doing a podcast.
All right.
Well, it was because the guy's name was Cliff.
Cliff Clavin?
Yeah. He was the one that made him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
But we got the Bears. We got the Bears next week. We need to get psyched about that. We are all watching the game together.
Yeah.
We're back at Angry Wade's. Yeah. Back in action. I will be yelling at the screen. I will try to fight a couple Bears fans like I do. Or at least I'll talk shit to them.
There should be a few.
There's usually a couple.
I have to say this. When I was in Chicago, I expected... I had the jersey on walking around. Nobody's, you know, everybody, all the Bears fans were very, very nice. I expected to get some shit. And the one thing that I saw that really disappointed me and pissed me off was visiting my cousin, and one of her friends, he was a Bears fan, and he took me to the bar that we went to. And after we left and we were going to somewhere else to get another drink, a cab drives by full of Green Bay fans, and they're taunting this Bears player about losing their game. And I was very disappointed in those four guys.
Because the Bears suck.
But we weren't playing the Bears. And why the fuck would you lean your head out the window and be just a total cock sucker? Fucking.
Yeah, I mean, what's next? You're going to get on like a podcast and talk about Jay Cutler's vaginal rejuvenation
surgery? Yeah, exactly. Listen,
Jay Cutler has a fresh new vagina. And I'm just reporting the news as the news happens. That's not my fault.
Those Packer fans live in Chicago, though.
Right. I guess.
I can imagine the shit they deal with.
And,
it's a different thing.
And you gotta realize, too, those Bears fans were probably being nice to you, just because, like, you're the only one in there, right?
I think that even though they went to the NFC Championship game last year, all the Bears fans I know are already extremely defeated. Like, they have no confidence in this team. They'll take any shit you throw at them. It's just, they're just going to take it, I guess. They're going
to press
up against the wall and let you do whatever you want.
Well, and Chicago's sports media is relentless. They're kind of notorious for shitting on the franchise, even when they're doing
well. After one bad game.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I don't think it's going to...
I never loved Lovey, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's a terrible coach. Gets Why no would love you? From I don't like Chicago him. I think he's a horrible coach. Because, I mean, the only thing he... The first thing he said when they hired him, the only thing he cares about is beating Green Bay. Well...
That's what the fans want to hear.
Well, but... I mean, obviously, it's not... I mean, he didn't win a Super Bowl. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. I don't think he's that good. I don't like him.
No, he's all
right. I can't say. And I don't like Mike Marks. Like,
nobody likes Mike Marks.
How do they think that guy's going to fucking...
offense was so garbage, they had to do something.
Yeah, but still, like, he was never that good of a coach, and the only time he was a good coach in St. Louis was a team that got handed to him in St. Louis. But yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be a good game next week coming up, though. I think it's going to be... I actually think it's going to be a close one. It's going to come down to the wire. Mm-hmm. I like our chances.
I think we're going to win. What do you think we're going to win by?
I think we're going to win by four. We're going to win by four.
I wonder what the line is.
I was thinking three.
Three, nine.
Is it in Chicago?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to say 2013. I think it's going to be somewhat of a defensive bet.
I think defensive too, because like I was talking to you outside about that both those defenses know how to play against that, you know, each other, and you know,
I think it's gonna be 24-21, but we're gonna have three touchdowns and 3 2-point conversions. that's my prediction.
I think it's gonna be 24 safeties.
Wow. All right. Yeah. I like it.
Danny Maupin super happy.
Yes.
Our friend Danny Maupin, that he doesn't really like football, but if a safety happens, he will throw a parade. Top three favorite things that happens to him in his life is when a safety occurs.
He's like, Leathers, make your famous spaghetti. We're celebrating.
I was talking to somebody who actually played in a fantasy league that I thought this was kind of a funny idea. It was... minus 10 points if your kicker ever missed an extra point.
Mm.
Which I think would be kind of fun. Yeah, but I guess it never happens. How'd you do in fantasy this week?
I have four teams. I have four teams.
Oh, okay.
So I have every single person in the league on a team. But I try to keep the same players for each team. Like, I have Rodgers on two teams, and I have
Finley. You even have Finley. Players that I have retired Finley, years ago. Which
oh, gosh.
Yeah, I got Finley, too. Okay, I still have
Warren Moon. He does big numbers.
How's Reggie White doing this year?
Oh, rest in peace.
Not doing well.
I went 4-0 this week. Based primarily on the fact this is not Packers related, but I have Darren McFadden on three teams, and I knew he was going to have a huge year. And so far through two games, he's been totally a crush in it.
Mm.
So I do have, being the nerd that I am, I have some advice for our 10 listeners, if you will.
What was your advice hear me last out week?
For this?
Before you go to that.
I don't remember.
I remember you saying that you'd talk people out of Randall Cobb.
I did, but it's like, we didn't do anything this week, did we?
Cam Newton.
I did. I said that the Packers should let Flynn play instead of any of the Panthers quarterbacks. He proceeded to throw for 900 yards.
Yeah. But we also did it before the podcast.
Yeah,
before
he had
Sunday,
not played
so
it down
we were,
yet. So for those still, of, that's super stupid.
For those of us that don't know shit about fantasy football, how does that work? So Cam threw for 400 and something yards. He also threw three picks.
Well, it depends on the league.
Was that a good choice?
In standard league, I think you get a point for every 25 yards thrown. So he... just by throwing by huge amounts, you're getting points. A pick, I believe, is minus two, and touchdowns are six.
Yeah.
So it's like a pick. His picks, they're not going to hurt him if he's going to throw for 400 yards and get two touchdowns. So it's not going to do anything to his numbers. So he was picked up by a lot of people.
He went first round in my league.
Oh, God.
I mean, not first round. Yeah. I mean, God, why do I'm just... He got drafted.
He got drafted in mostly middle to late rounds because you just don't know. It's also, there's not a whole lot of great quarterbacks, so you had to take flyers on a lot of people.
I was projected to win this week in fantasy, and I had I had Turner who played well, who gave me some points.
Game,
but then
I won a game based on him and Matt Ryan setting fire in the last 6 minutes.
But then I had Vic who played terribly and obviously got hurt. And well, then Deshaun Jackson.
Throwing up gallons of blood.
Well, he bit his tongue.
Yeah.
That's how he couldn't go back in because he bit his tongue. And then I played against Miles Austin, who who won. If you had Miles Austin this week, he won every game. But I was really excited because I thought I was going to win because I made two awesome bench moves by putting I benched Ocho Cinco and put in Meacham.
The rest of the year.
Put in Meacham, which was great, and then I took out Ben Jarvis Green, whatever. Yeah. But an all right game. But I have Cadillac Williams, who's playing now. Yeah. Hopefully,
we're recording this in the middle of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, so we'll find out if those were all right bench moves.
Yeah.
Do we know if Tremont Williams is back with us for the Bears?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's going to play. Because he was talking about that he wanted to play against Carolina, and he almost did. And they were just
being cautious.
Yeah, I like that move.
Yeah, of course.
McCarthy had a press conference earlier, mostly talking about Nick Collins, but I'm sure he mentioned something about that. I'm sure somebody asked something.
Right.
We kind of talked about the Bears already, but do you guys want to talk about the rest of the NFC North? Talk about Detroit.
Detroit. Running
up the score.
Yeah. If Bradford can stay healthy.
Stafford.
Is that Bradford?
Bradford plays for the Rams.
Oh, God. I can't. Yeah. I'm
Matthew Stafford, which I guess was part of Bill Simmons' podcast that he does. They've nicknamed him, I believe, Matt Stafford, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
And so far, he has like 6 touchdowns or something like that through two games. He's been everything and more up to this point.
Minnesota blew a...
Oh, my Vikings.
They
were winning. Yeah, both games only to not score at all in the second half, and then get booed. Out of their own stadium because they're garbage.
That's gotta be terrible.
Yeah, second game in the season, they're already getting booed in their own stadium.
That sounds about right.
With the boos get loud.
Move them to LA. That's what I say. Get them out of there. They don't deserve a team.
Yeah,
they just they're never gonna win a Super Bowl.
No.
They will never, ever. You heard it first on what's the name of this podcast again? Because I'm getting everything wrong.
Does not.
No, I knew it was the Green and Gold.
You heard
show,
it first here on ESPN.
The Vikings will never win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, if they win 4 games this year, it'll be a great season for them.
Detroit scares me though. They look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Megatron's gonna get 95 touchdowns this year.
Is that what
Calvin
he said?
Johnson's nickname. I think he's already got 4. He's gonna maybe get 30.
He's gonna win the Heisman.
He might win the Cy Young this year. I don't know. He might win president of the country.
They definitely scare me. We'll see what happens. It's we're in first with them. We're tied for first.
The not shocking 2-0 team. The one that is nuts as shit is the Buffalo Bills.
What about Washington?
And Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Redskins.
The Bills are definitely... Kansas City's probably the worst team in football, though. I think Seattle's probably a close... second. Cincinnati's not as bad as everyone thought.
That's actually my flyer fantasy pickup of the week. As I dare any of you people to pick up QB Andy Dalton for this next week. They're playing the 49ers, and so far he's got no turnovers through 2 games. And if you're starting somebody like a Flacco or a Colt McCoy or a GD Eli Manning, pick up Andy Dalton and then send me a piece of cake when he scores 50 points.
What kind of cake do you like?
I like red velvet because I am...
Does red velvet travel well?
It's cream cheese. Don't do that.
You just email it.
Email Chris gmail.com and he'll pick me up a piece of cake.
Just attach it to an email.
Yeah. Said food. It's just like letters and packages.
Send me some white substance in the mail. See what the problem is.
I'll taste it.
He's my flyer for the week. We'll see what happens with that. Because the 49ers aren't going to do shit.
Giants.
They should have won,
though. Sounds like the lead character in a Roadhouse. Yeah.
The Niners should have won. A player name, though, that I like. I think he's on the... Who is he? He was on Atlanta. Is it Harry Douglas? Is that, do you know, do you know?
Isn't he a form, wasn't he an eagle?
Is there, he might be an eagle. It was in the, because he was in that Shitty City game last night. Yeah. That's what I call that game. I know the Atlanta Philadelphia game. Both those, Vic didn't get booed though. Going back to, they love him in Atlanta.
He, for whatever reason, got booed as he was leaving.
He got booed after he got injured.
Yeah, then he got and he pointed to the scoreboard. In the
fourth quarter was getting booed. Pointed to the scoreboard, like check it, and then lost.
Yeah. Well, technically he won.
Right. Yeah.
The game that he played, they won by 10. Yeah.
But they like him.
And then Franz Kafka came in, and they,
he had it. You know
he
what?
Had a good game.
He was playing good, and who was it that dropped that?
It's very Kafka-esque.
Number 18 on the. He has a weird name too.
For who?
He had a hell of a game on for Philly, but he had that drop pass that thrown right to him. Macklin.
Yeah, he lost that game for that team.
And that poor quarterback.
They'd have won that game if he caught that ball.
Yeah. But that game, it is like they love Vic in Atlanta, like I said, and I think it's because they also are big dog fighting fans in Atlanta.
Yes.
And
that's like, they just skip right to the killing though. They just put him down. Yeah, it's like putting dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Down.
Yeah.
So that's
which is weird because Sarah McLachlan lives in Atlanta. So
But he was arrested in Virginia. It was in Virginia. Well, they also love dog fighting in Virginia.
He didn't
too.
Murder any dogs in Atlanta, and they understand. The semantics of it all.
Yeah, so, right.
He won some football games.
Did you watch that game though?
The Fox game.
Yeah. Did you see Matty Ice do that split?
Yeah.
That was the most painful.
We talk about Matty Ice's nickname.
It's terrible.
It does not work for him at all. He's jittery as fuck in the pocket.
Yeah.
He gets happy.
Cold as ice.
How did he get that name?
And a frat boy called him Matty Ice, and then it stuck.
It might be somewhat. I'm sure that happened, and then when he got to college football, or something, it was somewhat self-appointed. I bet. Yeah. I bet he told people like
it was like boxcar. Yeah.
Well, because they said he has like cool water like running through his veins, which I don't know what that means. Anyway,
he looks like the Mormoniest Mormon that just touched a boob. He is shaking. He is not cool as ice.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a great game. Let's not shit on his game. Does not earn that nickname at this point.
That was a sloppy game.
Yeah.
That was a very sloppy game.
He ended up doing pretty well after looking pretty...
Well, Turner helped him out a lot, too, with that some big yardage there. But the Starks would have been a good guy to play. Yes, well, he did all right. He had hit some. He didn't get in the end zone at all, no. Kuhn got in for the first score of the game. And there was a lot of Packers fans in... Carolina. Yeah. Or were they just yelling Kuhn? Because they just do that in North Carolina.
I read there. It was like maybe it was pretty split.
Yeah. No, because there was...
But South Carolina, they're known to just yell Kuhn randomly.
Yeah.
So it was some of those...
Not spelled the way John Kuhn
spelled. No. Not the way we mean it. Us non-racist Packer fans.
Yeah.
So I'm saying... That was racist living in South
Carolina. There were a lot of brothers with cheeseheads on. I was surprised. I was like, you don't see that at Lambeau. That was good to see.
That's true.
I like that.
Or just black people in general?
Well, yeah.
You mean you call black people brothers?
Oh.
Yes.
No.
Okay. No, that's what he was talking about.
You misunderstand me.
I thought you were talking about just like
brothers.
Like
your
like,
brother was
there? Yeah, it was like,
a lot of my brothers were there. Okay.
Wait, are your brothers black?
How'd that happen?
What year is it?
2011.
Yeah, they're now. Yeah.
Okay.
Up from 2002 to 2000. Yeah, now they are.
Huh.
Oh. So.
All right.
Scholarship reasons.
the Starks. Everyone's saying too. He's kind of coming into his own there a little bit. He's looking like he might be the real deal there.
They're all saying this thing I was saying last season.
And you want to know something too? I was reading some fan posts on like talking about James Starks, where they like fans can comment on that internet
message boards.
Message boards.
Mm-hmm.
It was a thread.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Did I get one?
Good job.
Yeah, it was a thread.
Round of applause for Chris Wolf.
Hey,
thread out of
thank you, everybody.
That's fantastic.
But they. One guy called him like, "Oh yeah, they should totally hand the ball."
Ooh,
no, that's awesome.
There is actually a raccoon climbing down the fire escape outside of South Slope Studios here in Brooklyn. That's why we just
there are raccoons in Brooklyn.
They're literally one right outside the window. He's coming in here.
Look at me,
spaghetti.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. He's in the window.
He heard me.
If you could see this, he's mildly terrified, but he will stand there.
Raccoons do not care. They don't care.
But anyways,
they're right out there with possums.
So on this thread for James Starks, somebody called him Iron Man. I saw it pop up.
John Starks, Iron
Who's
Man.
Who's John Starks?
John Starks, an Iron Man.
Iron
Man's
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
Tony
Stark.
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 But was
let me nerd out real quick.
Why that's fine. Your girlfriends, you guys.
His name is Tony.
You know what? I think I said this to you.
Yeah, it makes no sense that you would call him Iron Man.
Yes, it does. Stark. Stark. That's you,
so what?
John like, Starks played for the Knicks. Now that I think about it, as a one nut basketball player. Okay,
no.
Dun, but, like, there's a lot of people with the same last name.
Remember John Starks. Come on.
Of some, you know, that have the same last name.
Well, you have a last name as exotic as Stark or Starks. Yeah. Like, it works. You know? Like,
it helps that he's a football player, too. It also helps that he has...
He'll always be Iron Man to me, and you guys can take it or leave it. Whatever.
Well...
He's my Iron Man. Deal with that.
I grew up with a girl named Christy Stark, so I'm just going to start calling him Christy Stark. That's my boy, Christy Stark.
Christy! That's fine.
That redhead Christy Stark!
It's like we call Matt Leathers Fruit Leathers. That's what we do.
Fruit by the foot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got a good little... Get it, ladies? He's a half a package of Fruit Leathers.
OkCupid.com.
Do we have any non-football... things to talk about, even though we haven't. You know, we've done half.
It's only been like 30%
football. Yeah, yeah. No, we're really off topic, but it's because of the game. It was a rough game for us.
Chris, have you seen? Because I know three of us have seen Wilfred yet.
Oh gosh.
Oh, the show Wilfred.
No.
On should, FX, you should check it out. Definitely check it out. Super funny show on TV right now.
Yeah, I definitely. I mean, I heard the idea.
No, it's not better than Louis.
Hey, get me a beer.
But all the best comedy.
Well, it's way different than Louis, though, too. That's the other thing. It's not
the same show.
It's not comparable. I mean, I honestly think it's funnier, laugh out loud funnier than Louis.
It's more straight up.
It's just not. It's not nearly. Louis way more intellectual.
That's what I was kind of trying to say. Wilfred doesn't have much to say, but it's fun.
Yeah. It's a great format. But yeah, you were saying that. Yeah, you just thought there wasn't much of a story to it, and that it didn't really get very deep. And I guess I can agree with it.
Well, you know me. It's like, I don't like to enjoy life, so I try to find things about stuff that I like that I don't like. And that was the one thing.
Right.
But no, it's a super funny show. People great should check it out. Anybody seen any movies recently?
Or want to see any movies?
Drive. You still
want
to see Drive?
I want to see Drive.
I'm dying to see Drive.
I was. Adam Carolla said bad things about Drive. Said it was
Carolla was shit talking.
He was really. He was really shitting all over.
He's like Baby Goose. What did he say about Baby Goose? Because I will find him.
Never heard that.
That's really funny. That's better than way better than Boxcar.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking today that I want to see again is the shockingly good MacGruber.
I've seen that four times.
I love that movie. And if you haven't seen it, watch MacGruber.
It's a very underrated. Have you guys streamed Hobo with a Shotgun yet?
I want to watch that.
Okay. Well, if you guys, if for you listeners, if you haven't seen Hobo with a Shotgun, it's my favorite movie
for you
this
listener
year.
Of all time.
For you listener out there, Aaron Quinn, you're one listener. Did he actually listen? You think?
He said something on Facebook. I think he listened.
I think he might have been bullshitting. We'll see.
I would hope.
Let's not say anything now if he's actually listening.
I have faith in you, Aaron. I know you're
Aaron
listening.
Quinn, you got nothing. What does he do?
He's a guest on the show. He would have some really funny insights.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got some guests.
Are we supposed to have a guest this week?
We're going to... Next week, we have a special guest Bears fan.
Oh, wait. And we're going to try to record this one right after the game, right?
We're going to try to.
What time is the game?
It's a late game. It's a 4:15 game.
Oh, that's not bad, then. It's not the Sunday night game.
So if we are doing this, we will be drunk.
Yes, we'll be very drunk.
I will be not.
No, so you'll be
the
glue.
I'll be spaghetti drunk.
Yeah, you'll be the
glue. So you'll be the one,
I'll hold it all
basically,
together.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll try to, I don't know if we're going to do it yet, because we do want to have the guest for the Bears one, and I don't know if we're going to get him to watch the game with us, or want to stumble back, Wassel.
We could wassail back here.
That's something I learned last week.
Yeah.
See, I listened. Yeah. I listened to the podcast.
Grab some pepperoni Cliff Bars and wassail away in the studio. Now with extra oil.
But I'm excited. We're back at Angry Wade's. If you're in Brooklyn, come to Angry Wade's. It is
Smith and Butler,
the best Packers sports bar in New York City.
That's a lot of fun. Without a doubt. In fact, we had a friend from Wisconsin come out for the last game to the opener against the Saints. And he's from Wisconsin, and he was kind of baffled about how excited everyone was getting.
Yeah.
And angry. He's like, no, Wisconsin, we just get... I'm like, I'm from Wisconsin, I knew this. But he was trying to... He was just baffled that everyone was so drunk and having such a good time.
Yeah.
It was fun. I got drunk.
He was basically saying in Wisconsin, you just get drunk and you don't have a good time. You just sit there. But you get drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
But here we get drunk and we have a good time as well.
Yeah, I have to say, from what I could see of that Will's North Woods Inn in Chicago, if you can get there early, that seems like a great fucking place to see a game. It was people, I don't know if I said it on here. I went up there and at halftime to try to change bars because I was at a Bears bar, and then there was one of those like one person in, one person out type of deal. And
that's a good idea. If anybody listening, Aaron Quinn, if you have any ideas of places to go in other cities outside of Wisconsin for displaced Packer fans,
There's actually guys that come into my work. There's actually an app on Facebook or some. There's a website out there. That is on the Green Bay Packers.
It's called PackersEverywhere.com.
Yeah, yeah. And I know the guys
I'm a participant. I actually suggested Angry Waits for PackersEverywhere.com, but it is not on there.
Okay.
But when I was researching places for Chicago, Will's Northwoods Inn came up and something else that I don't remember the name of because I didn't go to it. But
Boys Town.
Yeah, that was it. But yeah,
if you think about it, they're probably packing something else.
Yeah. Oh God.
For a long trip. Luggage.
Oh, jokes. Extra coats because it's cold out there.
So cold there. Mm-hmm. It's not Windy City.
Yeah. Lots of handbags.
A lot of blowing going on in the Windy City.
Yeah. They love their cocaine. Oh, God. Right. We have great jokes here show. Speaking of jokes, you telling any jokes this week anywhere, Matt?
Other than the fifth mic. I'm not booked. No, so Chris, I'm never booked on anything.
I'll book you on my show sometime.
We have.
Yeah, I'll book you on there. How about October 6th?
I'm actually on.
Throw a plug out for your own show.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a show?
Yeah, it's called The Shit Show.
I don't even know we're doing a show.
It's the first Thursday
together.
Of the month at the Fifth Estate, 506 Fifth Avenue, between 12th and 13th in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, yeah, so Aaron Quinn, if you're ever out here in Brooklyn again, come out to the show.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing...
Did you ask me that because you got booked somewhere?
I'm coming up, but I don't know the date. I think I'm booked.
That's cute.
I think I'm booked on something, but I will be...
Yeah, you just wanted to...
I'll be performing at open mics all over the city this week.
Our listeners don't know what you're being booked for. Are you guys doing... Are you slam poets?
Slam poetry is pretty funny.
exactly.
Yeah, and we're not.
If those guys knew that, if they knew that, like, they were being laughed at, it would be the funniest things ever.
I think
like,
they have to know.
Oh, they should be in a little separate room with the beer, like they have in church. So you bring the kids,
right? So you sit back there and rip on slam poetry.
People want to laugh, and then all the assholes that actually want to appreciate
fantastic idea
slam poetry. So those three people can sit up front. And then everyone else with a sense of humor can sit behind the two-way mirror.
That's a great
and enjoy themselves.
I would absolutely go watch a lot more slam poetry. I would pay to get in. Yes,
because Matt and
people charge for slam poetry.
So Matt and I do a lot of stand-up comedy open mics, but then occasionally, like I'll do mixed mics and stuff like that, where it's music,
mixed martial arts,
and slam poetry and whatnot. But like. And the whole time, like, I'm just, there's musicians that come, too, that are just so terrible. Funny, and they're not, like, not good music.
Not
and they write, like, this one guy who did, like, he was just only played hand drums, and, like, the only song I remember was a song called Street Buddhism that he did, and it was pretty good. It was very funny, but, like...
Deep down, it's all street Buddhism.
Yeah.
Just wandering, guys.
I wish I knew the guy's name, because I would tell you to look him up and just laugh at him.
Yeah.
Laugh at him, not with him. And but when you do them, they're always very supportive at those mixed mics. because they, you know, it's not like a good traditional comedy mic right. where everyone just, they're all comics. They're just sitting there
folded arms and staring at you and refusing to laugh no matter what you say.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're like three comics in the city.
No, it's fun. But I am, I think I got a debate coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't,
oh, yeah.
It might be this Sunday. I'm supposed to be doing a debate against another comic. And it's who is the bigger dirtball?
Wait, between the two of you, or you guys get to pick your own dirtball?
No, no, we try to. I'm arguing that I'm convincing the audience that I'm the bigger dirtball. I think it's Neil Constantine. I don't know if you know
him. Oh, yeah, you're gonna win.
I don't know.
You don't even know who that is.
Well, I don't think so. Neil's a pretty big dirtball, but he's got a...
Nobody's going to listen to this. Why don't you give away why he's the bigger dirtball?
I don't want to... No, I don't want to... I don't want to
say not gonna be there.
We do have...
Eric Quinn's not going to be there. We're not going to be there.
No, you never know. I mean, there might be... I don't want to spoil it. The people right. might come out. We'll talk about it after it happens.
He sucked a girl with cerebral palsy.
Left her in a dumpster. That's right. Neil Constantine.
No, he actually did.
No, he did.
So... He actually did. That's what his argument is, but he just ruined it. Like, because that's the whole thing. Like, I'm not kicking over beer.
I'm sorry. Who did?
We can't say. No, we're ruining the debate. I don't want to talk about
it. I'll edit it out.
You guys don't even know him. No, you're not going to edit it. You say that every time. You drop FS bombs and like you don't fucking edit it out.
You not giving us the details of you being
a flat soda. Selling it.
Right.
You gotta...
Sorry, give me a flat soda right now.
New beans.
Not cool, you guys. Not
cool. Bubbly. I mean,
somebody opened you up a week ago and left you in the sun.
On the roof.
Ugh.
And here I am, thirsty for comedy.
Yeah,
I think right. we got to bring it back in, though, to what this podcast is about.
OkCupid.com.
Mickey's, ladies, he is a artist, and he can do directions, and animatediums.
I'll
read it from left to right.
Illusion. He does illusions.
Chris Welty was just reading Mickey's business card ineffectively. But apparently Mickey gives good directions, so if Google Maps is fucking up on you and you're in the city and you can't get a signal, or at least for the map that, you know, says cellular data can't load, give Mickey a call at
I've actually done that before I got the iPod phone.
Or if you want to make linguine,
right.
Or if you want
that's
Labrani Cliff Bar.
That's old.
Or seriously, if you're somehow in another city and you know of a good Packer bar, email that to us at greenandgoldshow@gmail.com.
Or if you're a Packers fan, come watch the game with us.
At
Angry Waits. And let's get fucking drunk. We'll get crunk. We'll fucking... I'll do like 7 or 8 shots with you. Just you. And it'll be a good old time. I'll lose my voice. I'll try not to throw things at the flat screen TV.
And then we'll do a podcast.
Chris
is good about buying, so he's got it. Don't worry.
Yeah. I got you covered.
All right, how's this for direction? Let's end the podcast.
End it.
All right.
Go Pack! Bears still suck.